Did you know you can't use the word groomer now on Reddit or Twitter? And you'll probably be banned on Facebook for pointing out that somebody is a pedophile. So the word groomer indicates someone who is a predator of children and who's trying to, you know, exploit children for their own twisted, perverted sexual gratification. And that describes a whole lot of these people on the kind of the radical fringe of the LGBT movement, which really should be LGBTP for pedophilia. But understand that big tech is protecting them. So big tech is pro-pedo, which, you know, kind of makes sense given that our so-called president is a pedo also, and they protected him. You know, pedo, what's he known as? Pedo Peter or something? He's a pedo. He's always sniffing little girls. I'm like a twisted pervert, man. But if big tech is going to censor criticism of pedophilia, there's nothing that they won't censor in order to protect their base. And you got to wonder, why would they censor the term groomer if they weren't protecting their people? Which means that their people are pedophiles. But we already knew that. We knew that. I mean, the Democrat Party is rife with pedophilia. Radical leftists, that's what they're all about. Now, in the UK, if you criticize pedophiles online, the police will come visit you. That's right. And they can fine you, and they can even arrest you for criticizing pedophiles. So in the UK, the police protect pedophilia. And in the US, big tech protects pedophilia. And so does academia, by the way. And so does now the medical establishment, because the medical establishment is all in with grooming and transgenderism and genital mutilation of children. So understand that these things all go together. The very same people pushing grooming are pushing transgenderism of children, which is genitalia mutilations, chemical castrations, and the sexual exploitation of children. And now the institutions that defend that are the institutions, some of the largest institutions in our country. Again, academia, government, media, and big tech. So if you don't realize that we are living in the Sodom and Gomorrah end times, you know, open your eyes, look around. Netflix has basically teenage light porn shows, you know, for teenagers. Similar thing on Amazon Prime, I've heard. I mean, I can't name any specific shows because I don't know what they carry, but I've seen reports that there are basically pro-pedophilia, pro-child porn type of shows on Netflix and Amazon Prime. And we know that that's what Hollywood produces as well. We know that the media defends groomers and that anyone who is opposed to pedophilia is called transphobic, or probably soon, like pedophobic. You know, if you're not all in with pedophilia, you're going to be called phobic, some kind of phobic. And then the left always wants to present these issues in the context of love and tolerance. They want to say love wins. And what they mean by that is a 50-year-old greasy fat guy molesting and ass raping a 7-year-old boy. And then the left says, oh, love wins, love wins. Whereas you and I, normal people, would say, that's child rape. And these people should be arrested and prosecuted. And sometimes they are, but not often enough. But remember, the left says that that's love. Love wins. And that you have to be tolerant of everything, even child rape. So when they claim, oh, inclusiveness, that means you have to, you know, be okay with them raping children. You have to be okay with them surgically removing the breasts from young teenage girls or cutting off the penises of young teenage boys. Like that, to the left, that's tolerance. And if you don't like it, you're transphobic. So that's how they try to win the war of words, is to claim that they are rooted in love, but in truth, they are rooted in hatred. Hatred for the life of children. Because how could you sexually abuse a child unless you really had kind of hatred, kind of a some sort of violence against children, you see? Now, women used to understand this, that they talked about when women were raped, that it wasn't a sexual act, was it? It was an act of violence and of domination, but mostly violence. Well, when a left-wing adult rapes a child, that's not love either, folks. And that's not even a sexual act. That is an act of violence. So when the left says it's about tolerance against children, no, it's about you committing violence against children. When they say it's about love, nope, it's about your hatred and your sickening, filthy perversion and your desire to consume children, regardless of what happens to their lives. They don't care if they emotionally scar a child for life, as long as they get off in their little perverted ways, as long as they get what they want out of the child, you know, sexually, a dominance, whatever, then that's like, for them, that's their reward. And if you don't accept it, then you're phobic, some kind of phobic. So I want you to keep all this in mind as you watch media stories and you look at how the left defends pedophilia and violence against children. They defend it with the words tolerance or inclusiveness and love. And yet, these are the same people that want to murder children, both before they're born and after they're born. Now, they don't claim that abortion is love, not yet. They claim it's a woman's right. They claim it's pro-choice. What about the choice of the child? Where's their choice? They were never asked, and if they were asked, would they choose to have their limbs ripped apart and just sucked out of their mother's body with a giant vacuum, a medical vacuum machine, with their organs ripped apart, just bleeding and dying, and suffering? Would they choose that? Because that's what the left thinks. That's what Democrats think. They think that they're pro-choice as they slaughter children who are alive. And then they justify it to themselves. It's love. It's choice. It's tolerance. It's inclusiveness. There are demons walking among us. They are pure evil. They are anti-human. They torture children. They feed on children. And I don't just mean metaphorically. They feed on children. They sacrifice children to Lucifer. They run ritualistic sacrifice operations at some abortion activities as well, by the way. So recognize that their symbol is the rainbow flag. So the rainbow flag is the symbol of violence against children. It's the symbol of hatred against humanity. It's the symbol of Satanism, because remember, it's the perversion of the actual natural rainbow, which shows the light of God. So the Satanists took the rainbow, they hijacked it, they perverted it to now stand for pedophilia and child rape and transgenderism and genital mutilations and all that. And now they want everybody to wear their symbols, including sports professionals, you know, soccer players and so on, have to wear their symbols, which means that Satan has claimed those people. So if you wear the symbols of LGBT, you are claimed by Satan, and you're actually making a spiritual choice, which will end in the destruction of your eternal soul. And you are saying that you support child rape and mutilation as well, by the way. So there's the truth that the media won't print because they're protecting the pedophiles. There you go.